Stone adulterers, Islamist hate preacher Anjum Chowdhury calls on Taliban to enforce strict Sharia. By Kurt Sindelka on August 23, 2021. Radical Islamist hate preacher Anjum Chowdhury has called for the Taliban to go full throttle in imposing Sharia law in Afghanistan by imposing an infidel tax on foreigners and stoning adulterers, among other extreme forms of justice. The UK's most infamous hate cleric had his ban on public speaking lifted earlier this year, which was imposed on Chowdhury upon his release from prison. The notorious preachers had served less than half of his 5.5-year sentence for supporting the so-called Islamic State. While Chowdhury has been banned for hate speech by Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, he has reportedly been using the encrypted Russian messaging app Telegram to spread his Islamist propaganda. In a 3,500-word treatise entitled Sincere Advice to the Leadership of the Taliban, Anjum Chowdhury called for thieves to have their hands chopped off, lashings for drinking alcohol, and the banning of music and mixing between the sexes. In the essay, which was reportedly released on his Telegram channel, he wrote, "The penal code or hudud is the right of Allah to cut the hand off the thief, stone the adulterer, implementing capital punishment upon the apostate and lashing those who drink alcohol. All after due court process and evidence, must be implemented without question and hesitation," Chowdhury wrote for the Mail on Sunday. Having experienced decades of Islamic activism in Britain since the early 1990s until my incarceration in 2016, I can personally testify that fundamental values, liberties and rights which liberal democracies, such as the UK, have lauded and prided itself on have today been shredded by successive governments and are today in tatters, the hate preacher added. Chowdhury said that the Taliban regime should seek to purge all Western influence from the country and ban useless pursuits such as music, drama and philosophy. In an apparent reference to the British and American forces still in Afghanistan, the Islamist hate preacher called on Taliban forces to point their guns at occupying forces as well as anyone who stands in the way of implementing the rule of Allah. Muslims around the world must assess whether this fledgling state is really implementing Islamic law or whether it is just another country choosing Islam to be part of its name that it wishes everyone to call it by, he added. Chowdhury said that the Taliban should open its borders to all Muslims and change its name to the Islamic State in order to forge a new Khalifa caliphate. The former leader of the now banned Al-Muhajirun group in Britain has been linked to a number of fatal Islamist attacks, including London Bridge terrorist Khurram Butt, suspected executioner New Jihadi John Siddhartha Dar, and Osman Khan, a convicted jihadist automatically released from prison on license halfway through his term, who stabbed 5 people on the London Bridge, killing 2. Asked if he would personally travel to Afghanistan, Chowdhury said that he is unable due to terrorism restrictions that prohibit him from leaving the country. However, he said, as a Muslim, we believe in Islam and the Sharia, so it is a natural thing to live there. Why do Jews gravitate towards Israel? Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.